W7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's beautiful. Hopefully, where you live, blue skies, kind of get temperatures about 70 degrees with a little crisp air telling you that fall is here. After all, it does begin officially next week, so prepare for it. And along with fall is the time for planting new shrubs, new trees, your spring flowering bulbs like tulips and daffodils and things like that, mums, flowering cabbage, flowering kale, your fall blooming aster, your tall growing sedum. Those are all plants that bloom in the fall, your Montauk daisy, and then, of course, shrubs and trees. This time of the year, a lot of the nurseries have specials and clearances on plant material, and this is a great time to take advantage of that. So try and give you some ideas on things that you can do. I've asked a friend to join us this morning. His name is Blair, and he is from Sun Grow Horticulture, and he will help us to help you to become a better gardener. Blair, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Terrific. How about yourself?
I'm doing quite well. We've got that beautiful weather, too. So fall is a great time of year.
It really, really, really is. Now, fall is truly a time for planting. Can you give us some ideas on how we can better use the black gold products that your company makes if we're going to be planting our fall gardens?
When I think about fall, as you said, there's kind of you're planting for your fall pansies and as you said, your tulips and stuff. But I'd like to start out talking about the trees and shrubs. And as you know, what's wonderful about fall is that if you plant early enough, that your trees and shrubs can get an establishment before the cold winter sets in. And so one of the suggestions that I would have is when people are looking to do some fall planting is that this is a good time to make sure that you get enough garden amendments that you're adding to the soil. And when you dig that hole, and it's usually best to dig it, like twice the size that you're going to really want the size of the hole, remove the soil, and then to add a couple different garden amendments. Now, with black gold, we have a couple that you can choose from, depending upon your situation. One would be the garden compost, which is the OMRI-listed compost. We also have the soil builder, so if you've got a little bit of sandy or you're trying to build some particularly strong organic matter to the soil, or one of your favorites that you like, the Just Choir, which is a great amendment for adding organic matter as well as the complexity and water retention to the soil. So in addition to that, I think one of the key things is to add a good organic fertilizer. And with the black gold fertilizers, the one that I would suggest would be our starter and transplant. And it was specifically designed for this purpose, and it has the mycorrhizae that we've talked about before, the endomycorrhizae, that helps the plant to establish and not only expand its root, but then it establishes the mycorrhizal impact in relationship with the soil. And that causes the plant to be better established, to avoid stress conditions, and to just perform better in the soil.
No.
So I think if your listeners try to use a good combination of that, they're going to have great success with their fall planting of their trees and shrubs.
Now, you can use all of those amendments also when you're planting mums and cabbage and sedums and all of your tulips and daffodils too, right?
Yep. All of those would work just perfect. I neglected to move to that topic. I think you're right. I think when I'm thinking of those, one of the best parts about using organic fertilizer is it's not that quick shot. And when you're thinking about when, like your fall mums, when you go to the garden center, it's already in bloom. Probably your fall asters are already in bloom. Your fall pansies, all those types of things are in bloom. And you just want that kind of gradual feeding to get them adjusted and growing it in your garden. And I think those would work really great. The other part is, you just said, it's just you want to keep continuing to add and enrich your soil and using these garden amendments like the garden compost or the soil builder or the Just Choir are just going to keep, it's like an investment in a bank. You just keep investing in it and you keep getting better and better soils. Because, you know, where you're putting your fall mums is probably where you're going to be putting your spring annuals or your new perennials next spring. So it's a great idea of investing in that soil.
You know, the one thing that I've always found, Blair, is in the spring, the gardener is really excited and he will go through, or she will go through, the process of conditioning the soil before planting. But in the fall, it's a whole new situation. Mm-hmm. And they'll buy a mum or cabbage or kale or sedum, and they just dig a hole and drop it in and expect it to survive. And I think that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people who buy a fall flowering mum don't have it come back the following year. They just mm-hmm. dig a hole, drop it in, and say good luck.
Right, right. Yeah, I think you got to remember the plants have a shorter window here to be able to establish themselves before, you know, before winter kicks in. And so rather than spring, let's say you're planting in April or May, you know, the plants can slowly get established before the summer's warmth and heat comes out, and then they can really perform. Where fall, you know, we're planting here, as you said, the beginning of fall starts next week. And,
right.
You know, we've got first frost, depending upon where you are, you know, can start happening for, you know, between the end of September and probably first part of November, middle of November. And that's not a long period of time. So that plant has to get established here pretty quick. And I agree with you. I think amending the soil is a great idea any time of year.
Exactly. It really is worth the extra money to get that plant off to a great start, and the fall is a wonderful time. And, of course, at this time of the year, too, all of your nurseries are having sales on their shrubs and trees. So the money that you save, take a little bit of that money. Buy a soil conditioner, condition the soil correctly, and you'll be in a lot better stay status when the spring arrives. The plants will survive better.
Right, and I think another thing too is if the nursery is getting newer plants in, the plants that are dug in the fall at the nursery are the ones that have just been finished, where sometimes they're digging here in the late fall and they're still holding them over till next spring. So you're actually sometimes getting the very best plants in the from the nursery when they come fresh out of the nursery in the fall.
Exactly. Now, if for people that want to plant a container to put on the front or the side door, you know, by now, impatience, the geraniums, everybody's getting tired, they're looking, you know, like they're really, really worn. What would you suggest, I mean, that people do for a fall container?
Well, one of the things that I really like, and I did last spring, actually last fall in my garden, and I got to enjoy it last spring and fall, was I took a container and I put black gold natural organic potting soil. And one of the reasons why I use the natural organic potting soil is it works, the organic fertilizer that's in it has a good source of both gypsum and bone meal, which is very good for bulbs. And what I did is I had some that I planted in with daffodils and some that I planted in with tulip bulbs. And then on top of that, I planted some fall pansies and other fall annuals. So they were blooming. I got to enjoy that in the fall. Then the bulbs came up in the spring, and because I had overwintered them closer to the house and they didn't freeze off, I was able to have the fall pansies and stuff that I planted in the fall come start blooming in the spring. So I have the daffodils and the tulips popping up inside of the blooming pansies and other spring, what now were spring annuals. So it was quite beautiful. And it's a great suggestion, a great way to combine bulbs and annuals in the same container.
Now, the other thing that's happening in the fall, you're going to have people that are going to be digging plants from their garden to bring them inside, whether it's geraniums or some of their vegetables. I know my dad, growing up, every year he would dig his best green pepper plant. It had a lot of little peppers on them. He would dig them, pot them up, bring them inside, and he would pick peppers on that plant beyond Christmas most years, and then in the spring replant it in the garden, and he had a jumbo plant. When we come back from this break, tell us what you would do if you were going to bring in geraniums and so forth. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite goof-proof organic fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Blair Butzenbach from the Sun Grow Horticulture Company, and this is a multinational company that produces all types of gardening soils, growth regulators, soil conditioners, and I'll tell you, if you're looking for good quality soils and conditioners, this is the company. Now, before the break, we talked about what material would be best to use if we're going to pot up plants and bring them inside for the winter. What do you think, Blair?
Well, I was just laughing when you shared the story about your father and his pepper plant. I was raised with where we brought in and had a whole table full down in the basement full of geraniums and other plants we had dug up. So I guess we were raised in a similar way. But I think it's important when you're planting taking your geraniums up and stuff that, you know, you're disturbing them and you want to reestablish them. But at the same point, you don't want to, you know, I guess juice them up so that they try to actively grow. Where you're going to be bringing them inside or in, you know, down in the basement or something like that. So I guess the soil that I've used when I've done that in the past has been the our natural organic potting soil. Got the organic fertilizer in it, so it's going to slowly release over time, and you're going to have that very good aeration because those plants that you're planting in the garden, there's probably a tendency that they're going to get really moist when you water them. And probably like most of us, we're not going to be quite as good at watering them as maybe we were during the actively growing season. So you want to be able to water them, but you also want to be able to allow them to dry out and have a good aeration of the soil. And they've got a great amount of perlite and other aggregates that are in the soil that would help them to perform well. The other thing I was thinking about, this is also the time where people bring up tubers and bulbs and other things that for the winter. And,
right.
You know, whether you've got our black gold perlite or vermiculite is a great place that you can put your products. You can put them in the dry container there, and maybe that you get from when you go to the garden center, if you get one of those plastic trays or something like that, I like to kind of layer the bottom of that with one of those items and then kind of put the bulbs or the tubers in there when you dig them up. Another option for that is you actually can use just whether you said the Just Choir that you've used or the peat moss that we have, that you can just put that in a container keep it dry a little bit and then put the bulbs in there, and then you can just add a little bit of moisture to either of those throughout the winter period to keep the bulbs so they don't desiccate. And it's a great way to do that at this time of year.
Wonderful. Now, is there a place where people can go to on the Internet to get more information about black gold soils?
Yes, there is. It's www.blackgold.bz. So it's blackgold.bz. And a couple things that I suggest your listeners go to that site for. First of all, we've got a coupon. Everybody loves to save a little money, as we talked about earlier. And there's a great coupon on there that people can, when they go to the garden center, purchase their black gold, they can get the coupon, send it in, and we'll send them the money back. We've got a great monthly newsletter where we're having an article there. Now we've got a great new one on there about Japanese maples, which everybody loves to have. And then the other thing that I really like about it is that there's a great resource. So if we're trying to look up about different products or, you know, what's good usages for different items, there's some great information in there. So I encourage your listeners to go to it. And then every time I'm on your show, I get emails saying I'd like to buy black gold, but I'm not quite sure where I can get it. Well, one of the best things we have on the website is we have a store locator. And what the exciting part is as you, I think I shared earlier this spring, black gold was a new item to many of your listeners' area this spring, and we're having lots of great success with garden centers, having success with homeowners working with it. And I'm seeing the first spring of 2013, your listeners are going to be able to have a lot easier opportunities of being able to get black gold at their local garden center.
Yeah, the thing that's nice and the reason that I really love the black gold is your company got its start by producing soils for the grower, for the greenhouse people. And now that same soil that the grower used to give you your initial plant is now available to you so that you can continue to grow the plant on a larger scale, which is wonderful. So if you get a chance, folks, check out the website, blackgold.biz. Blair, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. If we can help you, the number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from New Hampshire with a question about asparagus.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, this is Paul.
Yes. Hi, Joe. How can we help you with your asparagus today?
I have a couple of questions. One is on winter rye. Is it a good idea to cover my garden, vegetable garden, with winter rye over the winter?
Winter rye is a great way to rebuild the quality of your soil. Each winter rye seed that you plant will produce a root system in the ground a mile long. So at this time of the year, when the garden's done, you clean it all up, rake it, get all the plant debris, put down your lime if your soil is on the acidic side, and then you can buy winter rye grass seed at your local garden center, feed and grain store, and you plant it. And it will grow to be a foot or more tall before the snow flies, and then in the fall, it will continue to grow. The ground freezes, It goes dormant in the spring. It will wake up. It will continue to grow. And by mid-April, cut it down. Get your rototiller, till it into the ground, and that winter rye top and the root system was like you growing peat moss all year long. It reconditions the soil, and it's wonderful. Now, what's your question about asparagus?
Is it too late to plant the asparagus roots at this time of the year? Or I planted some last year, and I didn't get any results out of it, no growth at all.
The best
it was a little
time
bit later
of,
in the year.
Yeah, the best time of the year to buy asparagus roots is in the spring. Because right now, your asparagus is still actively growing. And if you look at your plant, it's got the beautiful soft green foliage. And it also has little balls about the size of a BB. And you want to make sure that when you clean the garden, all those little BB fruit fall to the ground, because those are seed that will make new plants to keep your bed productive for years and years. But asparagus are best planted in the springtime, not in the fall. Because if you buy a plant now, it was probably dug, it went into shock, and the success rate will not be very good, especially if we have an early winter. If you lived in, let's say, North or South Carolina, where you have a much longer growing season, okay. But if you live in New England, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania even, wait until the spring. You've got nice, healthy roots. The ground is warming up, and your success will be much, much better. Great question, and I think, and rhubarb, the same thing. Now, our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to help you to have a great garden. And this time of the year, I know a lot of you are, you know, cleaning up the yard, putting stuff away. If your basement has a musty smell, there's a brand new product called Shoe Mold, S-H-O-O-M-O-L-D. And you can buy it at any hardware store. Ace has it. Shoe Value has it. You spray your basement, put everything away, and that mustiness will disappear. Great product, and it's very, very safe. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judson from New Hampshire with a question about pear trees.
Judson, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning. My wife and I look forward to your show every Sunday morning.
Thank you.
There's a plethora of information out there about pear trees, and I'm a bit confused, and I was hoping you could help me determine what's a little smarter and less work. I see information regarding dwarf trees versus semi-dwarf trees, and of course they're grafted and such. There's reference to disease susceptibility for the full dwarf varieties, and I'm questioning whether it's better to go toward full dwarf or semi-dwarf, where semi-dwarf, I might have to prune it, but they may be more disease-resistant. But anyways, I do need some help and guidance. Also, the information is that if I ordered something online from a distant nursery, that it would come as a bare root, and that with recommendations to plant either early November or in March. And I'm wondering what you might recommend in that regard as well.
Okay. If you're going to be planting a bare root plant, which is what they ship by mail, it's a plant that they wait until the plant goes dormant. So they would be digging the plant in late September, early October, when all the leaves come off, shipping it to you. You plant it. The ground is cold, and it's getting colder every day. So there is a very little chance that the root system will even develop on that plant when you put it in the ground in the fall. So for a bare root plant, the spring is recommended. It really, really is recommended. Okay? Now, the other thing is, what you need is a real good gardening book on pear trees, apples, cherries, and things like that. If you can send me an email, I don't have the name of the book on me. I'm going to have to write it down and keep it with me. But I have a book that I bought, and it was written by a woman. She's the third or fourth generation of an orchard family. And she has step A to Z on all types of fruit trees, how to prune, when to prune, how to spray, what insects will affect a plant, location, soil, and so forth. So if you can send me an email,
I can do that.
My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, at roadrunner.com. Okay, so pparent at roadrunner.com. Send that out to me today, tomorrow. I will email you back the title of the book and everything you will need to know. The main reason that you need a book like this is a pear has more of a chance of disease than apples. The other thing is, if you prune a pear tree too heavy, you will encourage a lot of new growth. And what happens if it's an apple? There's no problem. But if you prune at the wrong time and you encourage a lot of new growth, there is a fungus called fire blight that will attack the new growth that has formed on your pear tree. And your whole tree, almost overnight, will look like it caught fire and it will turn black. So you really need a book that will give you all of the steps, will tell you about the various insects, and will tell you which trees will work best for pollination. Because some trees need a mate to give you a better crop. Also, the book will tell you about, is this a pear that you can put in your basement for the winter and enjoy it during the winter months, or is it a pear that you have to eat before the winter because it doesn't store properly? So send me the email, www.paulparent.com. I will send you an email in return, and that way you'll know what pears to buy, which pears will keep the best, which pears are used for fresh or even eating and cooking, and which ones require the least amount of work. Also in the book will be a zone map that will say, in New England, for example, these are the pears that will do best. Because if you go on the internet, there'll be probably 100 different kinds of pear. Some will survive and do very well in New England, while some are for the West Coast, some are for further south, and then you get discouraged because it doesn't do what you want. This will tell you everything that you need, and you'll do it once the first time. Okay? So do that, and we'll work together, and that way you'll have success the first time. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about fruit trees.
Good morning, Chet. How can we help you out today?
Fine, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question regarding when is the best time to prune my fruit trees because of the inclement weather we have here with the snow in the latter part of the year, like in the fall, as opposed to early spring. So I was wondering if it'd be best because of the snow that I'd prune my trees like in the fall in the dorm, but because of the amount of damage I get from the snow on my limbs.
Okay. Why don't you hold on, Chet? When we come back from the break, I'll tell you everything you need to know about pruning.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating, like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious, long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Chet about pruning. Now, Chet, how large is your fruit tree?
Well, they're about 3 years old, two and three years old, because I purchased some of them during an interval. But and so, for the most part, they're about 10 feet tall and up to maybe 15.
Okay. Your common orchard that specializes in apple picking or pears or whatever, the bulk of their pruning is done in the springtime. The main reason is if you prune hard in the fall and you prune when the plant has gone dormant, the tree where you made that cut with your pruner or saw does not have any foliage on the plant to produce a callus. So what happens is you have an open wound on that plant. And if you have a winter with a lot of wind, when the wind hits the tree, it pulls moisture out of the plant. And in some cases, you'll have dieback. Or you may even lose entire branches. So what I would suggest is, if you have a branch or two that really, really have grown like crazy, then cut those back. But the majority of your pruning is normally done at a commercial orchard starting in early March. As soon as the weather gets nice, they go into the orchard with equipment. They cut prune, shape, condition that plant. Then they fertilize, and then as the weather gets nice, the plant wakes up from dormancy and begins to grow and gets more productive. And pruning is important because it will create the shape that you want. It will allow the plant to grow more branches. It gives you the opportunity to remove branches that are growing too close together, that rub, that have a crotch on the tree that's in the shape of a V rather than a U. And that's what you want. If you can get a plant when you're looking at your garden center or nursery, if you look at the tree itself, the tree comes up single stem and then branches out. If it looks like a V, there is a greater chance that a big snow could break half that plant off. If it's in the shape of a U, it's going to be stronger. And pruning can allow that V-shaped crotch to get stronger. But it should be done in the spring. So for now, things that look out of place, really, really tall, just kind of nip it back a little bit to eliminate the possibility of winter damage. But the majority of your pruning should be done in the springtime before the plant wakes up from dormancy. And that way you don't lose moisture by pruning at this time of the year.
Okay,
fertilizing, yes?
Can't I put something over it where I prune it now, like some kind of tar or something? Because I do have some long branches on there.
They have done research, all of your arborists. And it used to be that when the arborists went in and did tree work, they painted every single cut that they made. And in the last 10 years, they found that if they did not paint, that the tree would heal faster. Or if you use a latex paint, because a latex paint will peel off in the spring. Not tar, not the black, latex white paint.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM. 855-828-8326 or PastorButchTeam.com.